We got our microphones in here. Yeah.
All
right. ready to get started, guys.
Need Thank approval you. Of minutes from January 8th meeting.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Department head reports, Parks Department.
Vincent's Parks. February 17th will be the Valentine's Day dance, the family Valentine's Day dance, a green activity that we've done for the past 10 years. This year, 96.7 The Bridge and The Blazer will be help sponsoring. It'll be the same type of event. We'll be providing refreshments, music, door prizes, and things. I want to talk about a program that we are participating in or doing with the Vincennes Community School Corporation and Flaget, the grade schools. Back when we built the pool and had our media campaign, we called it Reach for the Beach as we tried to build a new pool. The program we're starting now is called Read for the Beach. We are setting up an incentive program for all the grade schools for children to read books through February through May. Some of the schools do AR, some of them have different things that they do that the kids can read, take tests. We also do the iRead every year, which is from the third grade, that we provide over 300 daily passes, and the schools buy 20 punch passes. But this program will allow each school to set up a way for the kids to read books. They'll set the house, and we will provide certificates and a pool party in June. The radio stations are that I spoke of before are sponsoring this also. We'll have pizza and Pepsi will sponsor. So this will go on starting February through May. It's called Read for the Beach, and we've been putting flyers out to the schools. Emily Bunyan from the library is also behind this. They will also be at the pool party to start their summer reading program. So this is something new that we've done, but we wanted to reach out to the grade schools and try to get the kids to read a little bit more and offer some incentive program. And that's it. Oh, and we also moved our office. We are down at City Hall now. And I want to thank everyone, and especially Paula, who is a secretary. She's been a big help. So.
Welcome to City Hall, Steve.
Next is Police Department, and we have Assistant Chief Johnson.
Terry Johnson, Assistant Police Chief. Hey, just really want to report that we started a media blitz on hiring, and we've got a lot of positive feedback on that. We've got three, possibly four positions that will need filled. That's our priority right now. And we've got our we've bought a scheduling program to try to assist in keeping track of numbers, overtime, and vacation calendars, and things of that nature. And we've got it up and running. And we're in the trial period right now. Should be starting at full force on February 1st.
Good. I saw your promotional video. Yeah. Looked really nice. Thanks, Terry.
Street Department. Bryce is out today, so I will tell you that he said everything went well with the snow removal. We have plenty of salt.
Nothing that 55 degrees won't solve.
Exactly. But we have plenty of salt. They had minimal breakdown. And I have to say that I do think that they did an amazing job with the weather we've had with the snowing and then the temperature dropping, so I think they did great. So next is City Engineer.
We are about wrapped up at 6th and Main. The canopy, there's a little more roof structure that has to go up. They've been waiting for warmer weather, and I think that's pretty clearly arrived. So in the next couple of weeks, they'll probably get that put up. 2nd and St. Clair has been restored. We had that turning radius in there for Wabash Steel during the construction of 2nd and Niblack. 2nd and Niblack's done, so we got that taken out with Kearns Excavating. And Main Street Phase 1, I have 15 out of the 22 parcels signed and ready to be recorded. We have three commercials that we're working on, and just a couple more formalities to get wrapped up, and then one parcel that's not going real well, so. But yeah.
And then you're working on the stoplights.
We'll be going, what's that?
And you're working on stoplights.
Working on stoplights?
Yes, I'm generating an inventory of all the stoplights, the controllers that are in them, the cabinet styles, age of all the structures, and then putting the priority list for all the signals we have in town.
No old business, we'll move to new business. First up is resident-only parking sign at 1808 Main Street, David Cornell. You should have pictures in the packet.
Hi. So you need to, for the record, state your name and your address.
David Cornell, 1808 Main Street, here in Vincennes.
Thanks.
And Darlene Cornell, home address.
So go ahead.
Okay, we have, my husband has owned the property for 9 years, and we have limited parking in front of our house.
Right.
There's enough for like two cars to parallel.
Mm-hmm.
All the neighbors, you know, use the two parking spots. And our residence also has a shared entrance to our driveway.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the property next door has just been sold this last year, and a family has moved in that is a very big family that has 6 to 8 vehicles coming. Well, we work second shift at Gymtron, and when we get home, there's no parking. I mean, it's very frustrated. You work, you know, you come home 11:30, midnight at night, and have to park across the street, or it's just, and I have tried leaving polite notes, talking to him. I don't know if there's a language barrier, but I just am not getting anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, if there's only way that we could have just the two parking spots, or...
Do you have to have two?
Well, there's only room for two. We have 3 vehicles, but we leave one in the garage.
Mm-hmm.
And I try to park up in the driveway, but sometimes the neighbors will park down here where you can't even get into our driveway. So sometimes we have no parking at all.
Or parking in front of the neighbor's house, which really just...
And all the neighbors on the block use park in front of their own houses. That's just kind of respect, you know, which
sure.
We don't own it. I mean, but if they would park up front and leave another parking, it'd be a fine, but they'll park right in the middle. It's just frustrating.
Right. So where would you request the spot be, right?
We would just like to have right in front.
Across the street, or
this
that's...
This is in front of our house. This is our house right here.
Oh, okay. Oh, so
and
this is...
these are the two parking spots.
This picture is... Oh, it's here? Go ahead. I'm sorry.
These are the two parking spots. Everybody on Main Street, on this side of the street, uses both. You mm-hmm. know, pretty well, most families have 2 vehicles.
Mm-hmm.
And then our neighbor, this is their house. They can get 2 vehicles in front mm-hmm. of theirs, and the driveway, mm-hmm. and the road across the street, there's no driveway, so...
Mm, straight across.
But it's just when you come home at 11:30 at night, and then you come back right out, you know, to...
So if you have 2 spots, then I mean, you have to...
Typically, we only approve 1 spot.
Yeah.
Well, that, I mean, that's fine.
Okay. Just as
and
long
you
as
know,
we, as long as we have
you
something
might
to say, hey...
You might want to talk to the neighbors and work this out. Community policing,
yeah.
Having that blocked off all day, waiting for a second shift,
right.
It's going to be an enforcement nightmare.
Right.
Well, I mean,
you won't be there. Even,
right.
And you come home, you call the police. And...
I tried. I mean, I tried talking to him. I came home one day, and the only thing that I wanted that day was to get in the driveway.
Mm-hmm.
One of their. Company or parked here,
mm-hmm.
and when I tried discussing it, when they came out, they just went back in. So I don't know if there's a language barrier or
they can't block your driveway.
Right, right. But I mean, we don't want to use the police. We just get home from work mm-hmm. at 11:30 at night. I mean, you just want to go in, cook supper,
right.
and you know, go to bed. But
and you know, there's a cost for
yeah.
Yes, I mean, we're willing just to. I mean, we don't want. the 8 hours that we're at work. We just, when we come home from work, we'd like to be able to go in our house and, you know.
Yeah, Dave's concerns is somebody's going to park there during the daytime, and then you come home at night, and it's like, because it's going to be, it's going to be open, and then it's like, yeah.
Right.
But, you know.
Do you know, is this rental property next door to you?
No, they own.
They own their house.
They just recently bought it, this, within the last, like, 8 months, 6 months.
Okay, my suggestion is if we approve it, I'll get with Phil, and we'll see if we can't contact our neighbors and see if.
Is that first?
Yeah.
We'll try that, and if that didn't work, then we'll just move forward with it. How about that?
Is there any person that lives in that house next door?
You want to talk to that first before we implement?
Or approve it, and then we'll do that if we can't get anywhere with the neighbors. We'll talk, I'll talk with the city inspector, and if we can't get anywhere with them, then we'll move forward with the.
Okay, will you guys be contacting us? Do we need to contact you all back?
Phil will get ahold of you.
Okay.
Okay.
So I'll make.
Well, you've got all our information, right?
Okay, so I'll make a motion that the city pursue through the city inspector to contact the neighbor to see if there's a possible resolution. If not, we'll tentatively approve the placement of a single resident-only parking at 1808 Main.
The only thing that I'm worried about this, it's usually the company. I mean, the resident parks where, you know, in front of their house, but when they have, you know, their tradition or culture, they have like 6 to 8 vehicles come over, and then they don't leave till like 1 o'clock in the morning.
I see.
That's, you know.
Problem. Okay.
Okay.
Well, we'll see if we can work it out through the city inspector. If not, then we'll put that into place. But we'll be in contact with you either way.
Thank you very much.
Motion.
Second motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye. Great. Okay. Thank you, guys.
Thanks. Next is Ag Day banner request, Chad Thomas.
Making his annual appearance.
Yes. Yes, once a year. It's Chad Thomas up in the Knox County Ag Day. We'd like to request to put banners over 2nd Street and Hart Street from February 23rd through March 9th.
You have February 19th through March 9th. Is that okay? I mean, that's what we have. Yeah.
Yeah, okay, that's fine.
When is the ban? Oh, it's March 8th.
March. Yeah. And that day is March 8th. Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
We just, the only reason I go March 9th is because we went March 8th one time, and they took them down that morning.
Down that morning?
Yeah.
Day of the event? Yeah, sure.
But,
you got everything you need, Paul.
Yes, you got all the insurance, yeah.
Okay. So we'll make a motion to approve the hanging of the Knox County Ag Day banners on Hart Street and 2nd Street from February 19th through March the 9th.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Thank you.
Great, thanks, Chad.
Okay, we'll move to miscellaneous. We have Fire Chief Pete Staff.
Mr. Mayor, with the board's request, it's not my department head reports, but I would like to announce a couple promotions within our department, or within our department. This is through the vacancy of Tag and Chief John L. McNeese, who retired on the 2nd of January. These two firefighters both have, will have 20 years of experience in the year 2018. So it is my recommendation that Captain Safety Officer Brett Bobe be promoted to the Battalion Chief Green Shift. Brett, you step forward. And then also Firefighter First Class Chad Winkler, who I said also has 20, will have 20 years on the job. Exemplary service through his 20 years. And I would request his promotion to Captain Safety Officer, which is one that will be vacated by Chief Bowe, if approved.
Okay.
So there'll be a barbecue party at some
point. Yeah.
Congratulations.
Yes. And I don't know that we need to make the motion.
I think you should make a motion to approve the recommendations of the fire chief.
Okay. According to the city attorney, I need to make a recommendation that we approve the promotions suggested by the fire chief.
I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Congratulations.
Congratulations, guys. Congratulations, Brad. Congratulations. I know you had 20 years.
Thanks. I meant to dye my hair before tonight.
And then at the same time, I am going to announce, we haven't had an assistant chief for a few years. Under the previous administration, that position was a on-shift position. We are going to reappoint that, and Dave Lancaster, who could not be here, is going to be the assistant fire chief.
Great.
And that's just a mayor's appointment. Okay, congratulations, guys.
Great. Thanks, guys. Yeah, we already talked about you.
We already talked about you. You just know.
He's retired, so we don't.
I said, thanks, Chief.
Yes, thank you, Chief.
I have one other thing on a miscellaneous. I just want to say thank you to Father Dave and St. Francis Xavier Parish for allowing us to use this facility. We will be here up to maybe the end of July, depending on how quick the remodel goes at City Hall. So.
And as president of Parish Council, I'll make sure to relay those words to you. It's a small world after all, you know.
If nothing else, we say motion to adjourn. So we are adjourned.
I will call you tonight, just be aware.
Okay.
It's going to be about 9:30. Like I said, I don't expect this to repeat, but I'm not going to count.